Good morning, everyone. I'm going to present my topics, alternative water management effects on rice productivity and greenhouse gas emissions. Rice is one of the most important staple foods for more than half of world populations. However, rice cultivation calls for global warming potential along with greenhouse gas emissions. In intensively irrigated rice fields, methane and nitrous oxide are two important greenhouse gases linked to chemical changes in the atmosphere. Major performance of rice production and greenhouse gas emissions is linked to fertilizer and water management practices. Traditionally, most farmers apply animal manure as a conventional nitrogen fertilization practice in Southeast Asia. However, the practice enhances methane emissions compared to urea application under continuously flooding conditions. To reduce greenhouse gas emissions, effective management practices are related to the control of water management. Alternate water wetting and drying is a promising strategy to save water and reduce methane emissions in rice cultivation while maintaining rice yield. However, there is a risk of increasing nitrous oxide emissions. For reducing N2O emissions under AWD, calcium silicate amendment was tested and then the significant result was observed due to improvement in nitrogen use efficiency. However, the majority is associated with water management because irrigation water induced process that may increase or decrease greenhouse gas emissions as well as nitrogen use efficiency in soils. In addition, different seasons in tropical climate influences rice production and greenhouse gas emissions through nitrogen and water management. Thus, in this study, a seasonal assessment of nitrogen fertilization and water management is required on rice production and greenhouse gas emissions in tropical countries. We set up the two different scenarios in order to assess rice production and greenhouse gas emissions. The objects of the study were to evaluate the effect of nitrogen fertilization, urea, and in combination of cattle manure on the continuous feed during wet season. The second, to test urea without calcium silicate amendment for reducing greenhouse gas emissions on the AWD during the dry season. Finally, we assessed the effect of alternative water management practice on determining greenhouse gas intensity through the two different seasons. Two pot-scale experiments was conducted. In the first experiment we carried out in wet season, the water management is continuously flooded. Two sources of nitrogen, urea, and in combination of cattle manure was applied. In the second experiment we conducted during dry season, the water management is alternated, wetting and drying. Based on the nitrogen fertilization, we amended the calcium silicate. As you can see, we have two different water management. During the wet season, the experiment was on the continuous flooding. During dry season, the water management under AWD conditions. So also in the part we cultivated rice cultivar, a PSB RC18, which is one of the most popular variety in the Philippines. The three seedling per hills and four hills per pot was established. We also analyzed the rice growth and yield components, including total above ground biomass, the grain yield, and then 10,000 grain weight, panicle lumber, speckled lumber, and potent field speckled. In terms of the nitrogen use efficiency, we also analyzed partial factor productivity of applied nitrogen and internal nitrogen efficiency. To collect gas samples, we used the flux chamber, and then we attached the water channel in the bottom of the chamber to securing the airtight. Once the chamber is covered, we record the temperature and the time. Generally, the gas sampling was done during the in the morning, and then during the wet season on the sharp on the continuous product condition, weekly gas sampling was done, and then dry season on the AWD condition, two to three times a week, we have gas sampling. The gas concentration gas was calculated by this equation, and the GWP was followed by these equations. So one-way ANOVA was computing using star program, and the differences between mean were determined using the LSD. We have the different results in yield performance between CF and AWD. In the first experiment, we have no different result in the rice production and yield component. However, the panic number is a little bit differentiated. In the second experiment, also we have a similar result. The rice production and the yield component, there's no significance in the second experiment. But in the comparison of the CF and AWD condition, we have rice production was higher in AWD, especially in the CF condition, total above ground biomass was higher, but grain yield and the highest index was higher in the second experiment on the AWD condition. Also, good yield component was significant in the AWD conditions. This result is attributed to the water management. The another reason, I'd like to say that the weather conditions, during the wet season, the mean temperature is 34.7. During dry season, the mean temperature is 32.4. The radiation, the mean value is 13.46, the mean value is 16.11. In a previous study, there is some reverse relationship between temperature and grain yield. Also, there is some linear relationship between radiation and grain yield. Also, this data also support our yield performance. We also analyzed the nitrogen usage efficiency, PFPN, and IEN. Similarly, in the first experiment, there is no differences. Also, in the second experiment, there is no differences. But between seasonal differences was obtained here. Also, AWD condition was much more contributed to higher nitrogen use efficiency. So also, we analyzed the greenhouse gas emissions. And on the flood condition, the methane emissions slowly increase. Also, it's followed by the rice growing increase. However, AWD condition, the methane emission is exponentially increased up to 33 day after transplanting. Thereafter, the methane emission was suppressed and the methane lower. On the other hand, the N2O emissions, on the continuous process, we cannot observe any N2O peak. But under AWD condition, partial peak we can obtain, especially after nitrogen fertilization, we can observe the peak of nitrous oxide. From the data, we can also calculate the cumulative methane and nitrous oxide emissions. In first experiment, Castle manual enhanced GWP because of methane increased methane emissions. In the second experiment, also calcium silicate amendment increased GWP. Although it can decrease in N2O emission. So finally, we just compare only urea treatment between CF and AWD. During the dry season, the GWP much higher, although AWD was conducted. So finally, we also estimated GHGI index, greenhouse gas index, but between CF and AWD, there is no differences in GHGI. This study highlights the alternative water management targeting seasonal assessment of yield performance and greenhouse gas intensity during the wet season for continuous flooding. Castle manual combined with urea application enhances global warming potential due to increased methane emission compared to urea alone treatment. Calcium silicate amendment also increased GWP on the alternate wetting and drying during the dry season, although the reduction in N2O emission was observed. In both CF and AWD, urea application seems to be optimal practice to not increase GWP while maintaining rice yield. In the comparison of the urea treatment during wet season and dry season, GWP was higher in dry season than in wet season, but there was no difference in GHGI. In conclusion, alternative water management regarding seasonal weather shows no difference in GHGI between wet season and dry season in this study. Yes, I would like to thank to my contributing order, those who work at International Research Institute, the University of the Philippines, and Los Baños, the Hangyong National University, and the LSU Ag Center, especially Dr. Chang Yun Jung, who gave me this opportunity for the presentation at this meeting. Thank you.